This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. So happy that you joined us this weekend, as you do each weekend. And if you don't mind, please tell a friend right now that New Beginnings is on the air. We love for you to join us and listen along with a friend as well. And speaking of friends, please welcome to our show this weekend the founder of Ripple Connects, Mr. Joe McKenzie, our co-host on New Beginnings. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And for those who have not yet figured out how to find you, how can our listeners get a hold of you and find your website?
Well, the easiest way to learn more about me, Freddie, is to visit my website, and that is rippleconnects.com. They can learn about my teaching methods. They can see some recommendations from some of my clients, because each of my clients I've helped in a different way. And Ripple Connects just celebrated their 5-year anniversary of being a corporation. And I'm proud to say that it's been a journey, but I know New Beginnings has been a big part of that journey in helping people in the Twin Cities reinvent, recalibrate, and retool their careers. Freddie, and you know, they can always reach out to me at my cell phone number, and that's 763-438-1621. And I return everybody's voicemail, and I want to let everybody know that I'm here for them to be a resource in their careers.
That's incredible, and we do know that that's true. And speaking of recalibrating careers, we're talking about recalibrating the stalled job search. And I know that you help a lot of people, and they do report wonderful results from having worked with you. But when should a job seeker begin to recalibrate their stalled job career search strategy, Joe?
In fact, I see a lot of people that do end up coming to me at Ripple Connects have experienced a stalled job search. And what a stalled job search looks like is simply, there's a couple different things I've seen as kind of a common thread here. One of them is that their first tier of networking contacts has dried up. So they reach out to the people that they think can engage and move it along a little farther. And all of a sudden, they don't have those meetings. Those meetings have dried up. They don't feel like they can do much more with those network connections. That's one of the things I see. One of the big ones I see, Freddie, is lack of face-to-face interviews. They have a lot of phone interviews, but they don't progress to the face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And that's a clear sign that something's stalling, and there's a reason why they're not getting those face-to-face. So few people are hired via the phone. We need to get in front of them. And so that's a very common thing that I see in a stalled job search. And one of the things that I see too is, and you start to realize that you spend too much time looking at a screen, and that's looking at job boards. That's being very passive, waiting, watching, hoping that email comes in. Those are some indicators that they're not able to move their job search to the point where they have options.
Wow. So is that the classic look of a stalled job search, Joe? When you're looking at that screen, the first tier is gone. Are there other aspects of it that our listeners might want to tap into and come to that self-realization that they may be there?
Well, they obviously feel frustrated that something they're doing is not going right. They kind of sense that it's like playing a chess game and you only make two moves and all of a sudden there's no third or fourth move. A good job search that's going well creates options for making certain moves. So when you feel like it's not progressing, And it happens time and time again, that's a sense that your job search is not going the way it should. And there's certain methods and actionable items that they can take to get out of that stalled position of a job search.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the co-host on New Beginnings, and we're talking about recalibrating the stalled job search. So you mentioned actionable steps, Joe. So what are some of those that our listeners can take advantage of today to breathe more life into their job search activities?
One of the methods that I work with is that they can measure what they're doing on a given week. And that is adopting a new set of metrics. And yes, I talked about how, you know, some of the networking connections, the first tier, have dried up. But it's so critical to be out there talking with people, to be talking on the phone, to having conversations about what that next job looks like. It's about talking to people and uncovering opportunities in the hidden job market. So really those new metrics need to set in. So let's take, for example, if we have a lot of screen time, but we don't have a lot of time that we're working the phones or we're setting up meetings to meet people or have conversations with people, we need to apply new metrics and measure that more closely than we were versus having too much screen time. So, you know, an online job search is critical to see what's out there, to work with your LinkedIn profile, to see what's going on in that industry. But if the metric is set so it's, you know, 90% screen time in a week, we need to look at it through new metrics. And Freddie, that's simply done by looking at how many face-to-face meetings you have that week. How many phone conversations did you have with people? So it may be where you apply more phone calls to your search. It may even be volunteering component, getting out there, meeting people, attending a seminar, a class. The new types of metrics applied to your search will certainly have you get out of that stalled position if you apply them. And that's the actionable part.
Do you think that some people fail to change their strategy because of a fear of continuing to fail rather than looking ahead to the success?
Absolutely. We see a lot of that where it's being in job search. It can be very a grinding experience, and we certainly want to have that level of optimism there. But I encourage everyone that has a stalled job search to think of the logic involved in uncovering opportunities in the unadvertised job market, having conversations that are going to help you, uplift you, or just give you one insight or one piece of information. And so when you talk about, Freddie, how someone may be experiencing that they just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, it may just be one person's insight that will allow you to kind of get that optimism back in your job search. So it's a bit of a numbers game, but it has to be applied. Otherwise, I know that no action is going to result in no activity, and some action could result in activity that you can benefit from.
Well, everybody, we're talking about recalibrating the stalled job search. There's a lot to talk about in this regard because I know there are a lot of people who are stuck at their screen. So is there an optimum number of face-to-face interviews that a person should be looking at each week, and maybe an optimum amount of time for screen activity?
Well, I think you should plan out your week. When you will leave certain days open for meetings and people that are in job transition, use that the right way. It does balance things out. Maybe it is screen time earlier in the morning, but by, you know, midday, be setting up those meetings. You know, the interviews are an outcome of a lot of activity that leads up to that. And that is the networking piece. That is the volunteering piece. That is the front end versus the interviews. You do want to make sure that you're preparing yourself for phone interviews so you can get to that next step, and we'll talk about that next week. But certainly, you do want to not allow the screen time, the passive job search, to overcome the proactive job search. And that's a lot of times what happens in a stalled job job search is that it becomes too passive. Yes. We need to be proactive. You need to make things happen.
Well, and that carries over into a lot of aspects of our lives. So what do you plan to cover next week in part two of Recalibrating the Stalled Job Search, Joe?
We're going to take a granular approach. We're going to build on that new set of metrics that we had. Let's start there. For this week, let's take a look at adopting new metrics to our job search. And that is looking at adding more face-to-face time, more time out in the community, either volunteering or attending conferences and seminars or jobs, career fairs, that type of thing. And that's a more proactive approach in limiting the passive approach of applying online blindly to positions. So we're going to build on that, Freddie, so we can keep it very actionable week to week.
You do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The following is an invitation from the KeyArcs Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists. Is your life insurance policy a new or an old style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KeyArcs Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552 and mention this invitation for your free, no-obligation policy review. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552, 877-752-3552, or visit us online at keyarcs.com. That's KEYARX.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings. You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings, and with me is the Executive Director of the Y at the Cora McCorvey Center in North Minneapolis. A hello to its Executive Director, Mr. Henry Crosby. Hello, Henry.
Good afternoon, Freddie. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Glad you're with us this afternoon. And before we get started, we've got some really exciting things to talk about today. How can our audience engage with you at the YMCA? How can they pick up a membership? How can they get involved if they're so inclined right now?
Freddie, first of all, we welcome people to stop by for a tour. We're located at 1015 4th Avenue North, right off of Glenwood and DuPont. There's an exceptional amount of construction going on Glenwood right now. So if you come off of Highway 55, it'd be easier to get here. And also, we could be reached at our main number, 612-230-3987. 230-3987.
All right. That's Dr. Henry Crosby. I call him doctor because he is such, I hold him in such esteem. And we're talking about today health and work equity in our community. And as I understand it, this is really a big initiative of the Y, citywide, if not even statewide. Can you talk about what the integrated community and health equity partnership looks like?
I'd be glad to, Freddie. For the last 4 years here at the Heritage Park facility, the YMCA has been embarking on a venture and looking into how do we serve not only our aging marketplace, but also just linking the community to healthcare. And in that process, the YMCA has created a model called our Community Integrated Health Model. And the primary function of this is that it reflects the work that's already being done with all the YMCAs around the country to improve the health and well-being for all. That's the whole objective. And in that process, Freddie, there's several bullets I just want to highlight is that when we talk about a community of integrated health, we're talking about offering evidence-based chronic health disease prevention services.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about building equity in our communities. We're talking about collaborating with our local partners, assisting all individuals in navigating their health choices in the systems, sharing physical spaces, and most importantly, complying with health regulations. So it's a very, very interesting concept because it's identifying all the things that we need to have in our purview, if you will, to pursue health care, because you can't have one without the other. And that's our position right now.
Everybody, this is Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at the Corey McCorvey Center. So why should Mary Jones down the street, Bob Taylor up the street, be concerned about equity with regard to health care?
The term health equity, Freddie, to put things in a context that people can understand, is a condition in which everybody has an opportunity to attain their full health potential and make sure that no one is disadvantaged from achieving their potential because of their social position or other socially determined circumstances. And this is something that's come from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the need for equity is really real. We realize that there's inequities all about us for millions of people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what community you're in, health equity is about helping people make a difference in their lives, in their community, in their overall health.
Can you talk about some of the social determinants when it comes to health and work equity?
Yes, Freddie. There's several angles that I want to mention to bring to people's attention, but this work requires you to look at different things that are perceived barriers to health access, and we're calling them under the title of health inequities. And this is just systemic and unjust distribution of social, economic, and environmental conditions that are needed to maintain your health. And that's what we're calling the social determinants of health. Those social determinants of health are categorized as having access to health care, your geographic location, work experience, educational background, access to fresh fruit, produce, income, housing, transportation, public safety, freedom from discrimination. So those are some key things, Freddie, that when you have the conversation around health equity, you have to put those topics into consideration to really provide a solution that's beneficial to the people that you're trying to serve. If you try to do one without the other, it's 9 times out of 10 not going to work. So we realize also that one of the single greatest predictors of health in many situations, Freddie, is family income.
Mm.
And that, again, is from the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention. But one's health is often impacted by their relative wealth, or the household that they grew up in, or sometimes their surrounding community. So the issue is that those living without those benefits are exposed to greater health threats. And we really want to have a conversation with people to help them understand that there are going to be challenges, but sometimes recognizing those challenges is the first step so that you can develop a strategy on how to get around them.
It's interesting that you're talking about health and work equity as it relates to how we live our lives and our access to health care. It's interesting conversation coming from the why. It seems as if that is not an area that the why would get into, but it's more than pushing the weight, is more than the diet and nutrition. It is the full package that it seems that you're bringing to the table. We've got to leave it right there, but if there's a way, if our listeners would like to get in contact with you to discuss this further, how can they reach you, Henry?
Yes, Freddie. We can be reached at 612-230-3987 and ask for either myself or Kamishia Paul or Velma Harris. Either one of my team members will be able to speak with you and inform you about where we are and how to be involved.
All right. We'll pick up part two of this next week. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. That's Henry Crosby. And we'll be back with more right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
Do you coast along in life for a while to be free of responsibility? Power and potential. That's our point of focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
By coasting, you might find temporary relief from seeming demands, but you've got to do more than coast to develop your full potential. Right now, choose to exercise power and potential. Just as surely as exercising your physical body and developing your muscles makes you strong, so does exercising your mental power and your mental potential. Use your power to enable you to become a better, wiser, healthier, and even more prosperous person than you were before. When you use your power and potential, you experience true growth through using all that you have to bring to the table. Power and potential, our point of focus. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's Saturday, and it's time to get together now with our friends at the newly named, and I keep saying newly named, but it's been that way for several months now, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Say hello to Kitty Harris. She is a center coordinator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Freddie.
Glad to have you with us. And for folks who like more information about the fabulous Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, how can they reach out to you, Kitty?
They can give us a call at 612-344-2221, or they can stop by and visit us at 1015 4th Avenue North, right in Minneapolis. We're right behind Summit Academy off of Olson Highway.
All right. You know, October brings a lot of things as the seasons change. A lot of activities seem to start building, and that's no different than the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. You have a lot of events happening in October.
Yes, absolutely. So, of course, as everybody knows, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we will be having our sixth annual breast cancer event on Thursday, October the 19th. And we're changing things up this year. We typically would have it in the afternoon, but this year I'm going to have it in the morning. So we're actually going to start the event with a free breakfast at 8:30 a.m. And then the program will start at 9 a.m.
Wow. So what should we know about the program? Any dignitaries or special events happening during that morning program?
Well, one of the biggest things that we do with this event is we like to give people, it's more of an informative conversation. So we would have American Cancer Society as one of our partners. They will be here to provide some information about cancer. We always recognize survivors. If there's any survivors present, we also always honor those who have lost loved ones due to cancer. But it is also an opportunity for us to just highlight the programs and services that are here in our building. So one of our partners, North Point, will be providing free blood pressure, free glucose, free cholesterol screenings at this event. We'll also have flu shots available. We'll also have optimal living screenings. And so it's more so for us to just really bring our community in and to talk about cancer, to have that conversation at a very basic level, not any, you know, that high doctor talk that you hear, but just really giving people just to start that dialogue about why it is so important to get your screenings done early. And North Point will have information on how women and men can go out and get free mammograms.
Wow. So that's October 19th.
Thursday, October the 19th, and breakfast is going to start at 8:30 a.m.
All right. And you have a couple of other events happening this month.
Yes, we're always so busy. And so this upcoming Monday on October the 9th is going to be our community sing out. And our guest this month is going to be Whitney Rhodes. And she is known in the Twin Cities area. We're so happy to have her here and come out and sing with us. And that sing out does start at 2:30 p.m. and that's free and open to the public. And we always have a great time. So we love when people can come and join us for community sing out.
All right. But it doesn't stop there with the October events either.
No, it doesn't. Another partnership that we have is with AARP, and they will be here doing what they call a community tech session. And that's going to be on Wednesday, October the 18th, starting at 8 a.m. And they provide free community sessions to help people learn more about how to use technology, similar to what Learning Lab does. But this is a program that they've had going for a long time, and we're so happy to always be able to partner with them on a quarterly basis to provide this service.
All right. If any of this went by too fast, you can certainly go to my website, freddiebell.com, or you can call the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. That number again?
612-344-2221. And they can always visit us on Facebook and find out more about all of our upcoming programs and events.
This is New Beginnings, and it continues right now.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
If it's Saturday, it must be New Beginnings. Thank you so much for being with us this weekend. You can always find us at this time each and every weekend on your favorite radio station. And with me right now is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp. And she has some great things for us. First of all, Kelly, welcome to the show. And what's that website?
WestMetroHypnosis.com, Freddie.
All right. And the topic, we had such a wonderful time last week when we talked about, is stage hypnosis real? What you see when you go out to Vegas or maybe to Atlantic City just to see a program. And this week we're talking about, this stuff is all made up. Is this a continuation of last week?
Sort of, a little bit along those lines. There's a trainer that I go see every year at the Hypnosis Conference in Las Vegas, and she's an awesome, awesome trainer. And she reminds people, the hypnotists, you know, that this stuff is all made up. That a lot of times as practitioners, we can get bogged down with techniques and doing it right and having the perfect timing and the perfect wording and all of this. And she reminds people constantly that this is all made up. And the reason why she says that, it's not because it's fake. It is to get us out of our minds and to begin sitting with people where they are at. And I got to thinking about that line, this is all made up. And it kind of almost reflects life as well, that we sometimes spend so much time in our heads worried about doing it right and getting it right and not making mistakes and rationalizing and reasoning and thinking analytically and logically, that we forget to just be with our lives, that we forget to tune in to the other people around us. And that sentence, this is all made up. I mean, think about it for a moment. Who is making up the rules of your life? The rules that either work for you or the rules that you feel confined by. So many of these things, so much of the time, these are intangibles. And when we really get to think about it, we can't even identify who made the rules at what time. We just know that we're living by them. And I'm not to say that we as a society don't need rules. We absolutely do need rules. It helps us to organize our lives. It helps us to keep things orderly. We know what we can expect from other people, situations, circumstances, when there are rules in place. But sometimes it's beneficial to look at the rules and see if they're still benefiting us and see maybe if it's not time to start questioning some of those things. Because if this stuff is all made up, guess what? You get to make up new rules that are more beneficial for you, that allow you to lead a bigger life, a more expanded life, to allow you to do things, to allow you to move into a job that's going to give you the freedom that you want. Or you can stay exactly where you're at. You get to decide. That's what's great about being a human, is that we can make this stuff up. We get to decide. We get to choose. And so just remembering that for me is such a powerful statement. This stuff is all made up.
And that's Kelly Von Hodenkamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And how can we reach you by phone?
952-222-3975.
This is New Beginnings, and we continue right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
The following is an invitation from the KEARCS Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists. Is your life insurance policy a new or an old style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KEARCS Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552 and mention this invitation for your free, no-obligation policy review. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Or visit us online at kearx.com. That's KEYARX.com.
Do you coast along in life for a while to be free of responsibility? Power and potential. That's our point of focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
By coasting, you might find temporary relief from seeming demands, but you've got to do more than coast to develop your full potential. Right now, choose to exercise power and potential. Just as surely as exercising your physical body and developing your muscles makes you strong, so does exercising your mental power and your mental potential. Use your power to enable you to become a better, wiser, healthier, and even more prosperous person than you were before. When you use your power and potential, you experience true growth through using all that you have to bring to the table. Power and potential, our point of focus. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
When we act in those destructive ways, we block the activity of love, of life around us. It reminds me of a phrase that my mother said her mother frequently used, and many of you have probably heard it. Pretty is as pretty does. Pretty is as pretty does. My grandmother, Ethel Wise, knew the truth that our soul life shines forth as a more powerful beauty than our outer form. Our own mothers and those who have expressed this motherly love to us have their own evolving story. They grow as human spiritual beings in their own understanding and ability to express this mother quality of God. I hope you will accept me as your new minister and extend this opportunity of allowing me to share with you my own mother's evolution in her understanding of love. We each exist as a body, soul, and spirit. So she brought me into this world as a precious baby, and she adored me. Who wouldn't? Seriously, we all feel a universal warmth in beholding a baby. And those of you that have greeted our guests this month, and little baby Azanor, you know what it's like to feel warmth, love, hope well up in seeing this child. So today I share with you a little bit of my history. This is a photo retouched and colorized of my mother in her mother's arms. This picture was made 101 years ago, this very month. My mother, little baby Wilda here, as I told Marlene this morning. I was fascinated because when I look in her little face, she has the same gaze that she did her last year of life at 95 when she'd intently look out the window at some little squirrel entertaining her with all its activity. She'd have that same look as this little child does. And it just amazed me to think of the soul, each one of us, with this tremendous life story that carries us from the time of infancy to whatever our age may be today. There's an ongoing life, and there's a need to mother and to cherish that life. Yet time marches on, and gradually Mother knew that I was growing, that I was more than this little baby potential, this little bundle of cuteness. She began to watch my soul unfoldment, my growth and understanding. She often said that she learned so much about the world, about life, by developing a keen interest in her three sons' interests in life. My brother taught her about jazz. My oldest brother taught her about the wonders of riding a Harley all over the United States. And I'm sure I taught her a thing or two from my own experiences. My mother was an accomplished woman and did many important works in her community, her state, even at a national level, through the American Medical Association Auxiliary. She frequently traveled, and only in her last years, fortunately because a friend of mine, another Unity minister, would often come up and stay with my mother for a week so that I could have a little break from caretaking. And she told me one time, she said, "I think your mother has a sense of regret that maybe in your childhood, because of all of her traveling and busyness and work, that she may have neglected you." Well, I have to say, far from it. Somehow as a child, because I was quite bright, I always knew that my father, who was a doctor and very busy, delivering 7,000 babies over his career, and my mother working for the American Medical Association around the country, I knew that they were doing very significant work. And so I made the opportunity in her 95th year to tell her how grateful I was for her and for my father. I didn't know how anyone could have parents any better than mine. And from her response, I knew that she was now able to drop that heavy weight of regret. For she simply said, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." And I never realized that she had carried that. And how many a mother may have wondered if perhaps they shouldn't have done a little better. Before she passed from this life, and as I was her main caretaker, she began to treat me more like a friend than a son, a child. But before she passed from this life, she stopped saying, as she always had said, "You are my son, and I love you." She began to say, and as a matter of fact, her very last words, as I held her in my arm and she passed away, she said, "I love you beyond all conception." I could sense that she now saw a greater truth of my eternal spirit. I was not limited to the human who was conceived and born as her son in this life. No, her love now broadened and saw me in a much greater way. Growing up in the church, our church choir used to sing an anthem almost every Mother's Day, and it had a beautiful line in it. The one line I remember for that song, speaking of the mother, "You held me before the throne of God in your prayers. You held me before the throne of God in your prayers." That mother spirit that holds up the child, and although mothers are not stupid, mothers know when perhaps we have made mistakes or we've been a little mischievous in this life, it's not that they're not aware of that. It's just that they have this great heart capacity to look beyond our mistakes, to look to the potential of their child, how good and how true. And so I invite us in a time of inner peace, a time of meditation, to honor and thank those mothers who have cared for us, whether they were our biological mothers or the one who played that motherly role for us, and to open our hearts so that we can extend forgiveness for any difficulty we had in that relationship. And like my mother, that mothers themselves can offer themselves forgiveness for any of those thoughts about perhaps they could have done better for their children.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.